Global Village with Dil Vikramasinghe.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Oscars in Dublin, Smithfield, as part of this year's Dublin Pride Festival. So everybody, happy Pride!
Happy Pride!
Well, we started the show by looking back on just how far we've come and how much we have to celebrate. But we still have a long way to go. Did you know that 60% of LGBTI people in Ireland have seriously thought of ending their own life? Compared to the wider teenage population, gay teens were 2 times more likely to have self-harmed, 3 times more likely to have attempted suicide, and 4 times more likely to have experienced anxiety or depression. And that's according to last year's LGBT Ireland report. While it's true the country has come on in leaps and bounds in recent years, it doesn't mean everyone is okay with accepting themselves in the beginning. But we're lucky here in Ireland, as there are a number of services to turn to, and I'm joined by some of them this evening. I'm joined by Anne-Marie Toole, co-founder of Inside Matters, and Kieran Hennessy, volunteer with the LGBT Helpline. You're both very welcome to Global Village.
Thanks,
Dil. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Now, of course, in interest of transparency, Anne-Marie is my beloved wife, who I might add is looking beautiful today, and she's rocking her 32-week-old bump. So technically, there are three people on this panel. And of course, together we set up Inside Matters. I have to get that out of the way, people. So yeah, sorry, honey. Okay, so let's talk, because this is very serious. I think, you know, we heard in the previous panel just how far Ireland has come. And people might think, okay, things are great now. People can come out, you know, people can live life to their, you know, LGBTI people can live to their full potential. But the reality is, coming out is still a huge issue. Isn't that right, Kieran? And first of all, actually, tell us what the LGBT Helpline does.
Well, basically, the helpline, people can either text us or chat with us online, or they can phone in and talk about any issues they might have. So anyone in the LGBT community can come in and talk to us, and we are a listening service, so we listen to them. And
you might as well give the phone line now while we're here.
Yeah, so the number is 1890-929-539, and our website is lgbt.ie.
And of course, we have instant messaging as well.
That's right, as well, yeah.
For the young people. I wouldn't know where to begin with the instant messaging. And of course, Anne-Marie, Inside Matters, what do they do?
So Inside Matters is a social enterprise, in that it is a business purposely set up to address a social issue. In this instance, the lack of openly affirmative services for the LGBTQI community and the migrant community in Ireland, as well as providing general psychotherapy, mental health services. But it was deliberately set up to fill a gap, a need that was there in terms of therapeutic mental health services that openly targeted and welcomed the LGBTQ community.
So when it comes to the mental health of the LGBTQ community, The stats are quite frightening, you know, and I think a lot of people listening to that would have been quite surprised that I suppose the perception that's out there of the LGBTQ people, oh, we're very confident, you know, we're very vocal, we're out marching, we're looking for our rights, and surely when it comes to reaching out and getting support for our mental health, there shouldn't be any problem. But Kieran, this is a gross misconception, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is to some degree. Like, I think as a community, we're getting a lot stronger and we're getting a lot open, but Often, as an individual, sometimes we have a lot of struggles, and at certain times in your life you might have a struggle as well. So you might have a struggle in your teens or later in life, but it's very important to talk. Like, and we're, as our service is there, is to allow people to talk, allow people to phone in or communicate with us, and like just be open and be themselves. So like, part of the LGBT.ie website is to encourage people to be open and talk about stuff, and be, and we're there just to listen and to support these people.
Henry, what do you think is stopping the members of the LGBTQI community from actually getting support? Because I think it's what we hear from the stats, and I think what happens in Inside Matters, but by the time someone from the community actually gets support, it's a little bit too late. Like, not too late, but it's they should have actually come in sooner and maybe even tried to nip their mental health issue in the bud, as opposed to waiting for it to kind of fester a bit.
I think it's part of a bigger idea in terms of number one, mental health, but then specifically mental health for the community. Traditionally, mental health problems were alleviated by the community accessing or going into social settings exclusively to try to maybe alleviate distress or to feel better about themselves or to find a sense of inclusion, and thereby meeting like-minded people and feeling that sense of camaraderie and collaboration with them. However, the reality of it is, if somebody is very emotionally unwell, internally very, very distressed, that means they're vulnerable, Dil. And the reality of it is, the social setting, the traditional social setting, be it the gay bar, the gay club, or social outlets, that's not going to be enough to be able to support that person in terms of what they're going through. The other piece about mental health is, not just for the LGBT community, on a social activism level, the community is yards ahead in terms of what they're doing there. But overall, Ireland is still, our actual understanding of mental health and the impact of earlier traumatic experiences on us and how they affect our present day, we're still only getting to grips with that. And the effect of that, we know that for an LGBT person, growing up in a heteronormative family, society, world, all of that has a huge impact on their development. And then for them, then, in addition to that, I don't feel there's enough services that openly welcome the community in terms of saying, yes, we want to work with you, we have the skill set to be able to provide services that adequately meet your needs. If you put all of that together, I understand where your statistics are coming from in terms of those high numbers of people still needing to access the services.
That's a very good point, Ciarán, because I think there are services that, like LGBT Helpline and others, like Belong To and Insa Matters and so on, but they are kind of LGBT, specialized in LGBT issues. You know, it'd be great. Do you think it'd be long? Do we have to wait long before mental health services around the country are able to actually cater to the mental health of all people, not just, you know, heterosexual, but they can actually, you know, say on the home website, say, look, we actually look after the mental health of everyone, not just this, you know, the heterosexual ones.
I think that's probably the way it's going into the future, like where, like, there's services available for everyone. Like, a problem that we see a lot on the helpline is people, like, would go to Pride or go to a gay bar and they see a lot of people together and they see, why don't I have this as well? And a lot of people get depressed and down because they want to feel a part of the community and they want to see, you know, be involved and stuff, and they feel like they're isolated and different. And, like, what we want to do is, like, encourage people to be different but be part of a community as well. And whether that's just LGBT or all LGBT plus straight people, non-binary and trans as well, that's very important too.
That's fantastic. I think you. There's great hope because there's wonderful services. But he is hoping that soon we'll see an island where all the dots are connected, and an LGBTQI person in Galway will be able to go to a GP and then be referred to a service that will be able to support them just as they are, and not having to come all the way to Dublin to find a service. So my thanks, of course, to my wonderful panelists, Anne-Marie Toole, co-founder of Inside Matters, and Ciarán Hennessy, volunteer with the LGBT Helpline. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village. Next, we chat to our young LGBTQ people and hear their stories as they share their hopes and dreams for a more compassionate Ireland.
Global Village with Dil Vikramasinghe.